The bill would replace the current six categories, which are, in order of best to worst, excellent with distinction, excellent, effective, continuous improvement, academic watch, and academic emergency, with the letter grades that most students get, A through F. Republican Representative Gerald Stebbelton of Lancaster said, it's time to replace that complicated ranking system, which has low performance expectations for schools and students, imprecise and wide ranges of performance, and a lack of content and benchmarks from outside Ohio.
There was nobody who testified in opposition to this bill. So it's a good bill. It's a comprehensive bill. It's a bill that's been a long time coming. Could it be better? Probably. Will it get better in the future? We hope so.
And indeed, several Democrats rose to complain about the bill, specifically about what they felt was the rush in getting it to the floor. Nikki Antonio from the Cleveland suburb of Lakewood said there's too much uncertainty with a new nationwide curriculum being implemented in Ohio classrooms, with new teacher evaluations from the current budget, and with no school funding formula yet from Governor John Kasich.
I think we would give it an incomplete. On many scales, that really means an F. Let's fix this. Let's do the right thing. Let's get Ohio's children and the education system on the right path to passing a grade. A bit of remediation could go a long way.
Democrat Matt Lundy of Elyria said the new grading system would hit in the middle of the school year. He compared this issue to the continuing coverage of the so-called fiscal cliff.
Well, I would suggest that Washington has the fiscal cliff, but Columbus has the education cliff. And public education is being driven right off the cliff. And Governor Kasich is the one driving that bus. Our children and our schools in 555 are being set up for failure.
Democrats tried to amend the bill to delay the new grading system, but Stebbelton said only one area of measurement would be changed, so there was no need for delay. Republican Christina Rogner of Hudson said, in fact, she would have liked to have seen this bill take effect sooner because she says the current rankings are confusing.
How about continuous improvement? Now that sounds actually wonderful. We all strive to be continuously improving. Or academic watch. Now there's one for you. I mean, should we watch them because they're an academic benchmark, or, you know, we should follow their lead? Or how about excellent? Now that really should be the best there is, but wait, there is excellent with distinction. Now, everyone who went to school in the United States understands the A through F grading system.
Democrats also blasted the process, saying they hadn't been heard during hearings and that the bill was being fast-tracked because of the governor's desire to see it enacted this year. And they urged Republicans to be independent and slow it down. But the bill passed the House easily and now heads to the Senate. And President Tom Niehaus has said passing it is a priority. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.